USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of State ordered all non-emergency government staff in Shanghai, China to leave immediately. The Chinese Communist government, in response to surging COVID-19 cases, is tightening pandemic restrictions exponentially. The city's 26 million residents are ordered to stay home, no exceptions, not even for food. Shanghai last night, people are screaming for food from their balconies. Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears not to be going too well. President Putin is blaming his old colleagues at the Federal Security Bureau, that's the successor to the KGB, for the quagmire. Putin reportedly removed more than 100 agents from the FSB, and his government sent the head of the department responsible for Ukraine to prison. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the Texas plan to bus migrants to Washington, D.C. is a publicity stunt. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Fox News claims the White House has lost on the border crisis, and he wishes it was only a publicity stunt.
Wish it was only a publicity stunt. She doesn't understand the reality or doesn't care about the reality of what's happening on the Texas border, and then ultimately what's happening to all of our states, because really every state is a border state now, affected by what's going on along the border, because we have a massive increase in drug overdoses. We have had COVID spread around. We've had all kinds of crime issues. This is a real issue. This is not a publicity stunt by the governor.
President Biden is expected today to announce new steps his administration is taking to address rising gasoline prices across the country. His plan includes the Environmental Protection Agency issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gas or ethanol gas. Biden will make the announcement in Menlo, Iowa, later today. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Georgia U.S. Senate candidate Republican Herschel Walker, the former Heisman Trophy winner and NFL star on Newsmax, speaks up on biological males participating in women's sports.
From Herschel Walker, no, that's not fair, and men shouldn't be in women's sports. It is sad that right now we're trying to determine what is a woman, where it's written in the Bible what a woman is. You have two. There's man and woman. That's it. And I don't think men should be competing in women's sports. I don't know who decided to let that happen. And now they're threatening if you speak out against it. Well, Herschel Walker, you're going to speak out against it. That's one thing people are going to find out about me, is I didn't come to this office just to get along to get along. I came to do what's right. And what's right is men shouldn't be in women's sports. Right now, if we continue to let this happen, things are going to get worse. You know, where's the feminists right now that want to step out and say, what you're going to do now, you're going to take everything away from women. No, that's not right.
NASA's Artemis 1 mission to the moon will make its fourth and final pre-launch test beginning later this afternoon. The mission team plans to start fueling the 322-foot rocket, including NASA's Space Launch System and Orion spacecraft, on Thursday. The results of this rehearsal will determine whether any more tests need to take place before launch. The first of three windows of opportunity is June 6th through June 16th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.